Hi, rain is pain. Rain has different effects on different people at different times. During school days and college days, we very much welcome the rain, not because it brings prosperity to the land, but because it brings holidays for us. Going to the campus to see the blackboard glistening with the sentences declaring continuous holidays due to continuous rain is a pleasure to be experienced by oneself on his own self. And then going to a nearby theater fully drenched in rainwater is also an added advantage at that adolescent age. But once we become employees and shift our location from college to office, rain becomes pain. Come what may be, we have to swim to office. But one advantage is that these are all undeclared holidays. Taking leave on these days is an unwise activity, as you would enjoy the holidays inside the office. Working from home is an option advised not to be availed on these occasions, as you would lose the opportunity to spend your days on outdoor rainy vacation. Reaching office at 3 p.m. and leaving office at 4 p.m. is also acceptable activities on these days. Your presence is the only requirement, not the performance. But old people are the worst sufferer on these days. Cold and fever would attack them with utmost vengeance, and their poor organs would succumb to these sudden attacks. The hardship suffered by the people living at low-level areas, immersed in water, and those whose huts were smashed by severe winds will make us to declare that rain is pain. Yes, rain is pain for them. Overdose of anything, even good things, is always harmful. Rain is not an exception, even though it supports us to cure thirst and hunger. But what to do? Rain is pain on these days. Bye.